mayor said that early on, the paid parking system looks like a success.
I think it's a very complicated system that got rolled out at a very busy time of year. So we've had some glitches. We've had areas we know we need to improve upon. But all in all, we've been getting positive feedback, and we feel like it's reducing traffic. It's making parking available to the customers, and the employees are getting used to carpooling or using the alternative lots. So I would something this complex and this important to the town moving forward with positive momentum, I would say that's an early success. We'll continue to evaluate it. It may be changed, and maybe it'll take a different turn. But right now, we're real happy with the progress.
The new system includes a late-night shuttle for Main Street employees running from a parking lot near Home State Road. It could become especially important during Sundance.
Well, I think everything fills up during Sundance, so it's always a concern just because there's so many additional people in town, and it's all hands on deck in terms of our businesses and employees. So right now, the lot's been, I think at Christmas, it was we saw a lot of use in there, but it wasn't anywhere near to capacity. I think we were seeing about 70 cars in there. I think it can hold three times that. So I'm pretty confident it'll work through Sundance. We'll monitor it, but it seems to be working out well.
We asked, though, if there's a safety problem for employees during the late hours.
As I went over and looked at it myself, came by about 11 o'clock one evening during the end of the holidays, and it was busy. I mean, the lot was, there were a lot of cars there. It was very lit up, extremely light, and there was a police car sitting at the entrance watching things. And then the next day I picked up the paper, and there was a story from a Main Street employee that said, it's dark, it's unsafe feeling, and I won't use it. And I'm kind of wondering if she went to the right lot, because it just didn't fit at all what I'm seeing over there in terms of a description. So, going a step even further, the shuttle drivers are dropping off and picking people up at their cars and watching them get in those cars. So we are doing everything we can to assure safety. And frankly, I don't see how it's less safe than if somebody were walking up to Sandridge or walking through Sweet Alley to get to their parkings.
While bus-only lanes are utilized during busy times on Highway 224, the mayor admitted they haven't set those up on roads such as Deer Valley Drive, Kearns, or Bonanza.
That is a weakness of ours right now, is we don't have dedicated bus lanes on those feeder points. And I think that's why we're talking about moving the main transit center into Bonanza Park, into the center of town, where it acts as an effective hub and things don't get jammed up on these narrow streets. So we don't have any special plans for those at this point. We certainly are going to have the police at the intersections, and maybe they can help the buses get through. But we're all just going to have to be patient, and hopefully we can push people to not bring their cars into town. That'll solve it if we can just retrain everybody.
On a related item, City Council last week granted a permit for the Respect Rally to be held next Saturday at City Park. The mayor said organizers and the city are preparing for what could be a large crowd.
Well, this continues to grow. It started out, the application was for 500 to 1,000. Then it had grown to 3,000. And last night we heard from the applicant it could be as many as 5,000. I think this is a great event. It's nice to honor our free speech and do it. It's just a little unfortunate it's on our busiest day of the year. So we are planning some really aggressive mitigation on this. We're going to be busing people in, and the applicant has gone to great lengths to encourage people to take those buses. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm just going to urge patience. And, you know, it's the beauty of a democracy that people can do these, they can host these First Amendment events, and I'll be there. I'm excited about it, but it is definitely going to be an inconvenience for the town.
Park City Mayor Andy Bierman. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.